Well, welcome to City Talk 105.9 on this Wednesday afternoon. And the question we're posing for the first part of the show is this. Why aren't sisters doing it for themselves? Sisters, I hear you ask. In the house, brother or sister? No, we're talking professional. Sisters, nurses on the ward, keeping us healthy and looking after us. And we thought we'd welcome back to the show Debbie McPartland, who is a clinical nurse. Good afternoon, Debbie.
Good afternoon.
Now, some really interesting facts and figures, Debbie, have come to the surface in the past 48 hours or so. And we want to know why nurses who go in to train and do the education to go into this vocation that a lot of them wanted to do since they were very, very young, because that's sort of been the dream. All of a sudden, during the course, Debbie, are dropping out like flies. Why is it?
Really, when you think about it carefully, the bursary doesn't help. If you think about an 18-year-old who leaves school, 16-year-old even that leaves school now, can go and work in a call centre and get a decent wage. A nurse has to go through, it's a degree course now or diploma course, so you have to do your A-levels to go through that. And then you go into, you train at the universities now and you do a diploma stroke degree course. And you actually get paid a bursary, which really isn't an awful lot of money to survive on, really, when you think that you're working full-time. Mm. You're not a student, so you're not going out and having fun of a night time. And, you know, you're working on the wards, you're studying, you are trying to run a home. Some of us are trying to run a home, and they've got children as well. So you've got the older person going into the into nursing as well. And struggling on a bursary doesn't help at all. It doesn't help the situation. And I think after about 1.5, 2 years, you either say, right, I need to continue with this, or I quit now whilst the going's good and get myself another job and get myself back on the rails and get some money.
Debbie, I'm going to ask you a question. If you were in the studio with me, you'd probably stand up and slap me around the cheeks after this one. But you didn't go in for it for the money, did you? You went in for it for the love of dealing with human people who needed your help.
Did I?
Didn't
that
you?
Why I went into
well,
it.
Well, you tell me.
Actually, no, I fell into nursing.
Right.
Fell into it through the careers people in school. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I was 16. Does anybody know what they want to be when they're
16? No, I don't think they did. But what I'm saying is, I mean, you tell me generally that your fellow nurses who were training when you did, was there sort of overriding feeling that they did it for the love of the job and not for the money?
I think so, yeah. Mm. I mean, the majority of us did do it. I mean, we were young and naive in those days. I mean, we were 18-year-olds straight out of school, no life experience whatsoever. And you have this vision of these angels that go around saving lives, unexpected. But when you actually get into it, although it's very rewarding, it's a hard life. And you miss out a lot on your home life and your children's lives because you have to work Christmases and bank holidays and night duties and Easter. And you look back and before you know it, your children are 16 or 17 and you can count on one hand how many actual Christmas days you've spent with them.
Wow. Why haven't you earlier on in your career then said, OK, enough's enough, I'm getting paid a pittance. Uh-huh. And let me give you the overall amounts here, and you can correct me or not, but uh-huh. This is what is being muted, that the average wage of a nurse per hour is just over £15. That's the average. But if you actually go private...
No, the average wage of a nurse isn't £15 an hour.
But it's lower than that.
It is, yeah.
So, in other words, we're overcompensating that amount as well. But
yeah.
Then you compare it to what you can get in the private sector, or if you went down to Australia or abroad elsewhere, uh-huh. You can get up to £120 an hour. Is that the reason why so many students are dropping out during their course, and we're talking over 26% of students coming into their course, they're dropping out because morale is so low, they can get better wages elsewhere, yet still within the same profession, but not within the NHS?
No, because you would still have to do your training.
Right.
You can't go and work on a bank or go and work in Australia without your training. You have to have your training to get on.
The same basic training wherever you go, that's the same base training. So what is happening?
I think it is. It's just that they're struggling. Their peers have all got into... I mean, even if you look at it, even somebody that works in Tesco's will get more money than a student nurse does on a bursary. Who again say that the student nurse isn't a student per se. You know, they don't get days off. They work 5 days a week, 37.5 hours a week, on the wards, and they have to do all their studying as well on top of that. So, you know, they're looking at their peers who've actually got jobs, working in Tesco's, don't have all the degree work to do on top of their Monday to Friday work on the wards or night duties, weekends, whatever they've got to work. I'm thinking, well, is it worth it all? Look at the standard of living that they've got. Look what I've got at the moment. Should I keep struggling or do I just give up now?
We're talking to Debbie McPartland about what's happening in the nursing profession and why are so many students dropping out. Tell me this, Debbie, we see all these dramas on TV, there are many of them around the medical sector, and I don't know, the thing sort of embedded in my mind is that so many times you see tired nurses, tired doctors, etc., working hours upon hours upon hours. Is that a realistic reflection of what goes on the wards?
Yes, it is.
How bad can it get?
It can get very. I mean, you can switch. You can be on night duty, on say on the Sunday night, finish on the Monday morning, and you can be back on day duty on the Tuesday at 7:30.
Wow!
So you can turn round so quickly. The shifts nowadays are generally 12-hour shifts that we do. So you can be there from 7:30 in the morning till 8:00 at night. I mean, that's not 12 hours, but you're physically paid for 12 hours, 11 and a half hours that you've physically paid for. So you're on the wards for longer than that. So you take into account that you've got to travel to work,
mm-hmm.
you've got to travel home. So you can be leaving the house, say, 6:30 in the morning and not getting back till 9:00 at night.
So you could be talking about a 16-hour day, couldn't you?
You can do 3 or 4 of them on the trot.
You're kidding.
And the same as night duty, you do 3 or 4 on the trot of them because it's the reverse of night duty. You do 7:30 in the morning, 7:30 at night, sorry, until 9:00 in the morning. So it's the reverse that way. And they are very, very tiring. And I know you do all your, it's like a cluster, you do cluster all your shifts together. But by the time you turn round, you've done your 3-4 days. You usually work 12, 13 shifts a month. So you'll do your 4 days one for 3 weeks and 3 days, sorry, 4 days for 1 week and 3 days for 4 weeks, but you've got 4 days, 3 days to recover. By the time you've got yourself around, you've got your shopping, your washing, your ironing, your cooking, your cleaning,
Crikey.
And done, and looked after the kids, it's time to go back onto those 4 days again, because you get absolutely nothing done whilst you're at work.